City of Dorshan, Dorin.
The chamber where they met Mistress Tyla Mong was far less ceremonial and ostentatious than the one in which Ben had fought. Though it was circular, with smooth black walls of stone, its furnishings of tan wood proclaimed it to be an office. Tyla Mong, seated behind one of the three desks when the Skywalkers entered, rose to shake their hands. She was, to Ben's unpracticed eye, perhaps a bit older than the other Keldors he had seen, more wrinkles to her face and even less flesh on her bones. But she moved gracefully enough. She wore simple, undecorated robes in a shell-like off-white that seemed oddly detached from the colors around her. Once her guests were seated and the door had slid shut behind Testora, she began.
"We heard with sympathy and misgivings the news of your recent unpleasantness."
"Thank you." Luke gave her a little nod of appreciation. "Because of those events, it would be inappropriate to refer to me as, or accord me any of the benefits that would come to me as, Grand Master of the Jedi Order."
"Then we shall limit ourselves to the benefits due the man who refounded the Jedi and helped break the hold the Empire had on the galaxy."
Ben decided that he liked her. "My recent unpleasantness is related to the Second Galactic Civil War. The war was, in part, due to the actions of Jacen Solo. I am trying to retrace the steps he took throughout the galaxy prior to the war, to find out more about what made him the way he was. Some time back, he demonstrated a force technique that makes me think he may have been here during his travels, here studying among the Baron Doe sages." Tyla Mong nodded.
"He was here, some 9 years ago. He came seeking knowledge of our ways with the Force."
Ben did a quick mental calculation. That would have put Jason's visit close to the end of his wanderings, just prior to the Dark Nest crisis. Neither Luke's face nor any sign of the Force betrayed his reaction. "May I ask, what did you teach him?"
Nothing. I was not mistress at that time. Master of the Baron Doe was then Koro Zil, who has since accepted death."
Luke looked a little puzzled. "I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand. In most dialects of Basic, one accepts death as a consequence of an act or as an alternative to some other fate. Is that what the phrase means as you use it?"
"Oh, no."
Tyla Mong shook her head.
"To accept death among the Baron Doe is to decide that your time has come, to make preparations, to say farewell, and to die. It is a peaceful end."
"If it is not too personal a question, what is the mechanism of death, the actual means by which the body becomes lifeless?"
"We simply offer up the life within us to merge with the Force. Life flees, the body perishes. It is a technique known to the masters of our order. The body is then cremated. This is a sign of great respect, as combustible materials are rarer here than on oxygen-rich worlds."
Luke nodded. "Was this one of the techniques Jacen learned?"
"I think not. He was more interested in the areas of our specialty. Extension of the senses, detection of danger, detection of evil intent. Also of keeping himself from detection."